Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory to the Lord, almighty, hallelujah, El Shaddai, glory be to God in the highest, and on earth, goodwill towards all men, glory be to the Lord, 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 hallelujah, El Shaddai, glory, 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 hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. of your host, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can reach us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We just took a couple of timeouts right now. We started a new series on Sunday's Bible Mysteries. It's still going to be a mystery. You still receive a reward, but we're going to be dealt with names of God, a total of 17 names that we found. There's a lot more that the Lord revealed himself through, but we're going to deal with just 17 of them. Glory. Today we're going to deal with El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me give you a little disclaimer and itinerary, and that will put us on the right path. Glory be to the Lord. The disclaimer is that the songs that we play on the radio do not belong to Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. They do not belong to The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle. They do not belong to Blog Talk Radio. They belong to the individual artists who sing it and produce the song. However, because we bought the CDs, DVDs, the albums, we have in them permission to use their songs. El Shaddai was sang and it was recorded by Amy Grant. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. El Shaddai, that's a beautiful worship song. El Shaddai, and that's who we're going to deal with today. The name of God. El Shaddai, the church we meet on Sundays here, every Sunday at 7 p.m. for Bible Mystery. We're going to be dealing with the names of God, but I'm going to give you a question, and if you come up with the right answer, the church will mail you out a beautiful, colorful, accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. This tabernacle was also known as the Tent of Meetings, also was known as the Tabernacle of the Congregation. It's where God spoke to the people and to Moses from the mercy seat. Glory. It was a temporary tent where when the cloud by day stopped, they would rebuild it and continue their services. When the cloud by day begins to move, they would take down the tent and follow the cloud to the next location. Glory be to the Lord. And I would recommend that when you get one, you keep it with your Bible. Being a born-again Christian, we should always have our Bibles with us. Wherever you go, like let's say you go to a doctor's appointment and you're waiting to be called, you could take out your pamphlet of the tabernacle and begin to study it and get to know what the tabernacle is all about. If you remember what Paul said, you know, in the Old Testament, they had the tabernacle, the tent of meetings, or the tabernacle of the congregation. It's where God would meet them. But in these last days, Paul said, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit where God dwells? So our body, that's why we have to take care of our body, you know, is the temple of God. Glory. You know, the kingdom of God is spiritual. It's not material. So we have to take care of this body because is the temple of God where the Holy Spirit dwells. Now, remember one thing. The Holy Spirit will not dwell in an unclean temple. It's got to be clean. So that's why we pray. We confess our sins to God. We ask for forgiveness. We receive Christ as the Lord and Savior. We go forward from there. I ask God to give me enlightenment and understanding. Some people preach that while you are a born-again Christian filled with the Holy Spirit, you could also have demons with you. I don't understand that. That's only one entity could occupy the temple of God, and that is the Holy Spirit. So that's a question mark. That is something, you know, for another day to study. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. I do not come against the ministry of deliverance. Because when I go to Haiti, some people do practice voodoo still, and we have a service where it includes deliverance. But these people, the ones we do it with, they get saved afterwards, after they're delivered from the power of Satan. Because prior to be delivered from the power of Satan, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, we are dead in our sins, and only the Holy Spirit could revive us, and only the Holy Spirit could indwell us when the temple is clean. So those are things, you know, that there's a deeper discussion for another day. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are also come on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. for intercessory prayer, where we have different subjects we pray for, different people, different facilities, different governments, different things that we pray for. And you call, and you'll be given several of those items to pray for. On Thursdays, we gather together again at 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio for Bible study. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we've been studying what's next. That's the main subject, what's next. And we started last week looking at an area which is very near to my heart. And that's the area, the return of Christ to Mount Olivet, the return of Christ to Mount Olivet. And we talked a little bit about the Mount of Olives, and we talked a little bit about the events that's going to take place there. And we're going to continue because it's a three-part series on the return of Christ. It's not the same as the rapture. The rapture would have taken place before the return of Christ. We know, according to the Bible study, Christ comes twice. The first time he came as Messiah ben Joseph, he was very humble, and he died for our sins. And he shed his blood, and he paid the redemption, the atonement for us to be free. And he was buried, and he resurrected, and he ascended into heaven. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on the throne, interceding for you and I every day. The Holy Spirit in us also intercedes for us, because the Word says we don't know what to pray, but the Holy Spirit intercedes for us as we pray. So we are studying the return of Christ. So the first time was the rapture. The first time that he came to the earth as a baby. He was born in a manger. Then when he ascended, the angels in Mount Olives spoke to the 12 disciples, and they said, "You men of Galilee, why are you staring up into heavens? This same Jesus which is taken from you this day shall likewise come back." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he went up in the clouds, and as you know, glory, we believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, the gathering up of the saints, harpazo, caught up. When you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 through 18, it talks about that event. And many people don't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. Some people believe in the mid-tribulation. Some people believe in the post-tribulation. And some people don't believe it at all. They don't believe it's a doctrine, or they believe it's a new doctrine. But when you search the scriptures, when you search the history books, this teaching on the rapture has been in place from way back when. Even Jesus spoke about it. When you read the Gospel of John chapter 14, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions." He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will return and receive you unto myself, so where I am, there you may be also." So we're going to meet Christ in the clouds, and he's going to give us a glorified body, because this body will be changing in a twinkling of an eye. The Word of God says that the dead in Christ will rise first, and we that remain shall be caught up together with them in the air, and forever to be with the Lord. Glory be. We're going to go with him to the clouds and then to heaven, to the Father's house. And we're going to have a time of celebration. We're going to have the Bema Seat. We're going to have the Seder meal. We're going to have the wedding feast of the Lamb. And then he's going to come back to Mount Olives with his army and the angels. That army of heaven are us, the born-again Christians. We're going to come with Christ back. If you know anything about the Galilean wedding, the bridegroom always comes forward with his bride and presents it to the community. Glory be to the Lord. So Christ is going to come back to the earth to rescue Israel, because the word of God tells us two-thirds of Israel will be destroyed. Two-thirds of Jerusalem will be destroyed. One-third of Israel will flee to the mountains, Petra. And Christ will come to Mount Olivet and he will rescue those that are in the mountains. Glory be to the Lord. And he will set up his 1,000-year reign, millennium reign, and he will rule with a rod of iron. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Then the devil will be set free for a little while. There'll be another rebellion, but he will be captured and tossed into the lake of fire with the Antichrist and the false prophet and everyone who has taken the mark of the beast. Glory be to the Lord. Their names are not going to be found in the Lamb's Book of Life, only those of us who worship and love him, because he is love. And he that loves God is because God loves him. And God is in us. And we believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, and he's our Savior. Glory be to the Lord. That's the itinerary of the church for Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 7 p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected with the studio. And those of you that are on the other side of the world, if anyone would like to leave a message on to the church, you could email us at WTLTabernacle@gmail.com. Once again, you could email us at WTLTabernacle@gmail.com. WTL stands for the Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle. To take it from the Gospel of John 14:6. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You could also call, if you like to speak directly with the pastor, after 8 o'clock, you could call the pastor at 772-626-3178, and we'll continue our conversation regarding your testimony, your questions or comments that you might have. Glory be to the Lord. So today we're going to be talking about the names of God. The first one we're going to be dealing with, El Shaddai. El Shaddai. What does El Shaddai mean? If you call the telephone number here on Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944, press number 1 to speak with to be connected with the studio, and you come up with the right answer. What does it mean? What does El Shaddai mean? That's the only question you're going to... We have three subjects that we're going to be talking about, but the question is, what does El Shaddai mean? Hallelujah. I have the answer here, but I'm not going to give the answer because, that would not be right. But let me read a couple of verses to you that would help you out. And hopefully you could come up with the answer and call it here on Blog Talk Radio. As you know, as we pray, we always keep in mind, we always pray for those behind the scenes. We don't see them. We don't hear them. But we know that they're there because they're the ones that make sure that the studio, the radio program is running correctly. Glory be to the Lord. And if you're not able to come on live, you could always listen to the archives and that way so you don't miss the program. Glory be to the Lord. What does El Shaddai mean? El Shaddai. Glory be to the Lord. Let's look at Genesis 17:1 and read that verse and see what it says. And maybe by the context of it, you could get an understanding and come up with the answer. Genesis 17:1 says, "And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect." Hallelujah. I am El Shaddai. So, you know, God said this, you know, he pronounces different names in the Word of God, different titles. We have to understand that God has one name, but different titles. In the New Testament, he, you know, turned everything over to his son. And the name, it says, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Adonai to the glory of the Father. And only God could be Adonai, meaning the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's the New Testament. The Old Testament, people identify him in different ways, and he revealed himself with different titles and names, and people built altars, you know, and we'll see him addressing the people. Here he's addressing Abram. And if you read the whole context of verse 17, God changes Abram's name to Abraham. He's going to be the father of many nations. He also changed the name of Sarai to Sarah because she was the mother, you know, of the promised son, Isaac. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And God said that he was El Shaddai. And we read that again, 17:1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And you know that God promised Abraham when he was about 75 years old, thereabouts, and he waited to almost, he was 100 years old, and the promise of the son came through. Because in chapter 17, God tells him, look, Sarai will have a son same time next year. Glory be to the Lord. And my covenant that I have with you will be passed on to your son and to his sons. So it went from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. And Jacob had the 12 patriarchs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Let's go on to Genesis chapter 49 and verse 24. And we're going to read that and see what the word says regarding the title or the name of God. Verse 24, it says, But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the El Shaddai of Jacob. From thence, this is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Hallelujah, Jacob. Glory be to the Lord. And we know that God spoke to Isaac. He also spoke to Jacob. And you remember Jacob in the field there. He took a stone and he slept on the stone. And the Bible says the angels descended up and down the ladder. And Jesus related that to one of the apostles. He says, you're going to see the angels descending and ascending on the Son of Man. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go on to Psalms 132 and verse 2 and verse 5 and see what it says. Verse 2 says, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto El Shaddai of Jacob. Hallelujah. And verse 5, until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation for the El Shaddai God of Jacob. So we understand from these verses that although they mentioned Jacob, they mentioned Isaac and Abraham, it was God himself who identified himself as El Shaddai. And we know that that's a title. And the question is, what does El Shaddai mean? You could call us here on Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected to the studio. And if you get the answer correctly, the church will mail you out a beautiful, colorful, accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where in the Bible do we find it? Where do we find the title, El Shaddai? Where? Well, if you go to Genesis, and I'm going to give you several verses. Now, there's a lot of places in the Old Testament that talks about El Shaddai, but we're only going to cover a few. I'm going to give it to you. We read Genesis 17:1, Genesis 28:3, Genesis 35:11, Genesis 43:14, Genesis 48:3, and Genesis 49:25. We read that one too. Exodus 6:3, Numbers 24:16, Psalms 91:1. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Those are the places where we read the names of God, the titles of God, El Shaddai. Let me read you a little pamphlet here that I have regarding El Shaddai. In this handout, you know, they give the answer there of question number 1. What does it mean? When I come to those words, I will say El Shaddai, like I've been doing in Genesis. I don't want to give you the answer. Something that I want you to study and learn it, look it up, and let it become part of your life. Because that way, if anybody asks you, you're a born-again Christian, what does El Shaddai mean? I see that name. I hear people talking about what does it mean? And you could give an answer because you're going to study what El Shaddai means. In Hebrew, the title El Shaddai is written as El Shaddai and probably means God, the all-powerful one, or the mighty one of Jacob. Genesis 49:24. Psalms 132:2-5. Although there is a question among most Bible scholars as to its precise meaning, the title speaks to God's ultimate power overall. He has all might and power. We are first introduced to this name in Genesis 17:1, when God appeared to Abram and said, "I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be blameless." God has many names and attributes. He is El Shaddai, Genesis 49:25. The creator of heaven and earth, Genesis 14:9. Builder of everything, Hebrews 3:4. The king of heaven, Daniel 4:37. God of all mankind, Jeremiah 32:27, and the eternal king, Jeremiah 10:10. He is the only God, Jude 1:25, the eternal God, Genesis 21:33, the everlasting God, Isaiah 40:28, and maker of all things, Ecclesiastes 11:5. He is able to do more things than we can ask or even imagine, Ephesians 3:20. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed and miracles that cannot be counted, Job 9:10. God's power is unlimited. He can do anything he wants, whenever he wants, Psalms 115:3. He spoke the universe into existence, Genesis 1:3. Furthermore, he answers to no one as to his plans and purposes. All the people of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" Daniel 4:35. When we see God as El Shaddai, we are struck by his power and by the fact that he is indeed a great and mighty and awesome God, Deuteronomy 10:17. The identity of God as El Shaddai serves to establish the sense of awe and wonder we have toward him and realize that he is God above all things without limitations. This is important in view of how he describes next. He is described next in the Bible, Exodus 6:2-3. God said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob as El Shaddai. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. How is this significant? It is significant because God, whom we previously knew only as El Shaddai, has now given a new, more personal and intimate name to Moses and Israel. This desire on God's part for a more personal relationship with mankind would culminate later when God Almighty sent his own Son to earth, God in the flesh, to die on the cross so that a way for forgiveness of our sins could be provided. The fact that El Shaddai will humble himself in this way for us makes his name and all more unremarkable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's a beautiful word that we have regarding the name or title El Shaddai. Glory be to the Lord. Why was God called El Shaddai? And the answer is the title speaks of God's ultimate power over all. So when you are alone, when you feel that nobody is with you, when the problems of this world, the calamities, the invasion of infections, when you feel like nobody cares, El Shaddai is there. The God with ultimate power over all. And that's what you have to understand. Jesus said he has us engraved in the palms of his hands, the nail prints in his hands and his wrists signify that he loves us. God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. He loves us very much. You know, one of the tests that we see in 1 John, and that is that the spirit that says that Jesus Christ has come into this world in the flesh, he is of God. But the spirit that confesses not that Jesus come in the flesh is not of God. God is love. So thereby we have to love each other. Matter of fact, Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And remember, Jesus gave himself for the church. He died, he was buried, he resurrected. Hallelujah. Remember, the church is the body of Christ. So no one can say that we, the born-again Christians, the body of Christ, are going to miss the promises of God. Nope, it's not going to work. Because when Christ resurrected, the Holy Spirit resurrected Christ, he erected him completely bodily, head and body. So the Word of God tells us we are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And remember, Christ had the thorns, a crown of thorns put on his head. He received the nails in his hands and his wrists and his feet. He also received 39 stripes in his back. He also received the spear wound in his side. So he said it. You know, they hated him. They're going to hate us. They're going to hate because they hated him. He was wounded for our transgression. So, you know, we're going to go to tribulation. We're not talking about the great tribulation. We're not talking about the tribulation when the Antichrist is revealed. But every day we are being ostracized and people talk about us, and, you know, we have to defend our faith because people say that we are crazy, that there's something wrong with us. But you know what? I'd rather be called crazy down here and then hear Christ say, welcome in our good and faithful servant. Because I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he came. He left his home in heaven. He came to the earth. He took on a human body. And he lived without a sin. Yet he took upon him our sins. And because he paid the penalty and the atonement for us, for me, he gave me an opportunity to be saved, to go to heaven, to have a place in heaven with him, to have an intimate relationship with him. Glory. And so is the same with you, my brothers and sisters. Those of you that seems to be far, those of you that seem to, you know, say that God have left you because you committed an act of sin, well, just confess it. Give it unto God, and you see that he will forgive you. He said it in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins unto him, he is just and righteous to forgive us of all of our sins. Remember the prodigal son, the parable of the prodigal son? We see a father who has two sons. The older son stays home with him. The younger son wants his inheritance now. He receives his inheritance. He goes out and he spends all he has on vile women. And, you know, then there, at the same time that he had nothing, there was a famine in the land. So he had to find some work. And being Jewish, you know, the only work that they had at that time was to feed the pigs. Now, what an embarrassment for him to be a person who worked where the pigs were at and earned his wages that way. That was an abomination unto the Jewish people. But as he's feeding, his desire was to eat what the pigs were eating. But then he came to his mind, you know, that in his house, his father's house, you know, the servants and everybody there eat well. So he was thinking of a story, and he said he would tell his father that he was not worthy to call his son, that his father could hire him as a servant to work for him. And on the way to his house, the father saw him afar off. And he ran to him with open arms, and he took his son in his arms and kissed him. And his son was rehearsing what he was going to tell the father. But the father called the servant and said, get the rope, get the ring, get the sandals, kill the fatty calf. For my son that was dead is now alive. And they had a feast, a celebration. The older son then complained, look, he spent everything that you gave him. I've been with you all this time. And the father told the elder, everything that I have is yours, you know. And so the young son had come back to the father and asked him for forgiveness. And we too, when we falter, when we find ourselves breaking God's commandment and we sin, we too could go to God the Father in sincerity, humility, and ask God for forgiveness. And he will forgive us. He will love us. You know, the Bible says the patience of God, you know, is for us to come to the truth, to repentance. He don't want us to perish. He want us to succeed. He want us to continue. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, you could join us at Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about the name of El Shaddai, 516-418-5944. And we do have a caller, and we're going to see what the caller says. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening. This is Pastor Ray Moles, and who am I speaking with?
Good evening. This is Sharita Berry.
Sharita Berry. And you're calling with the answer to the question, or you have a comment, question, or testimony?
No, I just called in while you were talking. I do remember the story of the prodigal son, you know, when he was out there, you know, because he wanted to do his own thing and didn't want to wait on his father. So he decided to leave. And, you know, I can imagine the thoughts that was running through his mind when he was working, you know, below his knees and taking care of animals and different things like that. And I could imagine what he probably would have thought when he went back home. He probably was startled when his father welcomed him back with open arms, you know, and threw a party for him.
Hello.
You know, it was like, what happened?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
remember that story. So, yeah.
Power on. Bluetooth. Pairing. Bluetooth. Connected.
My sister, you were saying?
No, I was just, you know, talking about the prodigal son. But that's an amazing story.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And that parable, you know, touches all of us because we all have squandered our blessings that the Lord has given unto us. But thank the Lord that, you know, in 1 John 1:9, he says if we sin, that we could confess our sins to him. He is righteous and just to forgive us of all our sins. So we never, you know, there's sin is not greater than the love that God has for you and me. He loves you very much, you know.
Amen.
Yes. And he just wants us to hold on because, you know, we don't give up and he doesn't give up on us. And he gave his son and he sealed us with the Holy Spirit unto the day of promise. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's one of the blessings and promises that the Lord has given unto us. And because of that, we could enter into heaven, correct?
That's right.
That that's your belief as well. That's right. And, you know, and we just go out there and share the gospel with others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to take it to the four corners of
this world. That's right. Let me ask you a question. Do you have an idea what the name El Shaddai stands for?
No, I don't know right offhand.
Okay. All right. I know you're talking to the phone, but do you have your laptop up?
No, my
computer?
Laptop is off, but I have my phone.
Oh, okay. Because in the radio station we have when you log on. You could see the questions that I put down, you know. And let me read to you Genesis 17:1. And and maybe you could come up with the answer to the question because, you know, the answers sometimes are right there in the Bible itself. It's in the verses of the Lord. And this is Genesis 17:1. It says, and when Abram was 99 old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And, you know, that the answer is right there of what El Shaddai means. You have your Bible.
I am God Almighty.
Exactly. And that's what El Shaddai means, God Almighty, you know. And basically what I ask these questions is not so much that, you know, I'm not looking that people do not know anything, but I like to help people get the answer, find the answer for themselves. Because as you go witnessing, as you go evangelizing, someone might ask you, I heard the name El Shaddai or the title. What does it mean? And that's an open door for you to evangelize. And you could tell them, look, El Shaddai means the Almighty God. And then you could share your testimony, and that person could hear your testimony, and we believe in that God will save them, you know?
Yeah, fantastic.
What you could do is, could you text from your phone? Okay, I'll give you my telephone number, and if you like, you could text me your address, and the church will mail you out a beautiful. Did you hear about it? If you get the answer correctly, and you did, Almighty God, you'll get a beautiful, free, colorful, accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. And it's something beautiful. So I'll give you my number if you're ready to write down the number.
I'm ready.
772-626-3178.
772-626-3178.
Correct. And you want to write down El Shaddai, the Almighty God, and then put your address there, and I will mail you out. The church will mail you out the pamphlet tomorrow, and you should get it in a few days. You're going to like it. It's something that I carry. It's something that I share with the church. And people like it. The pastor likes it. The other pastor likes it. And it's very informative. Because right now, you know, Paul says that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So he dwells, the Holy Spirit, God dwells within you now. In times past, when the Israelite nation went to the wilderness, God used to have what is called the tabernacle, or the tent of meetings, or the tabernacle on the congregation. And it was a temporary structure. Whenever the cloud moved, they would take down the tent, and they would follow the cloud. Then when the cloud stopped, they'll rebuild the tent, and they'll continue the services there. So it talks about the furnishings and everything inside the tabernacle, the colors, the numbers, and it points to Jesus. And very interesting, because you learn what the tabernacle is and how it describes Jesus completely.
Wow.
Yeah.
We look forward to reading it.
Yes, we are blessed. And we know at that time, God used to speak to them from the mercy seat, which is the Ark of the Covenant. He's within us now. And sometimes, you know, the Holy Spirit tugs at us, and he convicts us of we're doing something that is not right, and he puts us back in line. And the beautiful thing about it, my sister, and that is that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's a guarantee that when you leave this body, absence from this body is present with the Lord. You'll be in heaven with the Lord. It's a guarantee, you know? So, you know, as we live holy and righteous before him, and we don't let nothing deter us from following the Lord's will for our life, you know, that's a guarantee for us to go to heaven. But the enemy wants to steal that. He wants to kill you, and he wants to destroy you in order for you not to make it. But in Christ, you have made it already. I believe in Ephesians, the word says we're sitting already in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we know when Christ ascended, he sat down at the throne of God on the right side. He's interceding for us every day. So, you know, we are guaranteed, because we, as the born-again Christians, we are the body of Christ.
I'm thankful that he's making intercession on my behalf every day, knowing
that's
that,
right.
You know, he's praying for me.
And you know who else? You know who else? The Holy Spirit in you, also intercedes for you. So, being on guard, as you read Ephesians chapter 6, you're going to see how you're able to stand because you believe in the promises of God. Believe in the promises of God. One scripture that I like to carry in my heart always, and I learn it, and it's Mark 11:24. Jesus talking to the disciples, he said, when you pray, believe that you have it and you shall receive it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to believe it and confess it. When situations arises where the enemy is trying to attack you, you know, you could say, you could just repeat, you know, Jesus paid the atonement, the price for me, and I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. My God. Mm-hmm.
Yep, God is good.
That's so true. That's
good. Yep. And what's your name, my sister?
Tarita Berry. It's Tarita Berry.
Tarita Berry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me have a word of prayer with you before we go on. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, thank you for my sister, Tarita Berry, Lord, Father God. She called the station today, oh Lord, and we was able to learn about your beautiful name, El Shaddai. Lord God, we thank you, Almighty God, the power that you exhibit, Father God, the ultimate power over all. There's nothing that the enemy could do that we are not overcomers of. We are overcomers because of Christ. Our life is hid in Christ Jesus. So I thank you for my sister and thank you for her family. Lord God, I thank you for the angels that surround them. No harm and danger comes their way, Father God. And the angels protect them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, if there's anything that's there that shouldn't be there, Father God, we ask you to bind it up and send it to the abyss and never to return again. So my sister and her family could be at peace and at ease, oh Father God, as she continues to worship you and honor you, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done for us. Amen and amen. Amen. So we're going to continue, my sister, and just share if you can with others the radio program so they too could receive. Okay. Next week we're going to be talking about the name of El Elyon. What does El Elyon mean? We're going to talk about that. Normally we have a mystery and we ask a question and whoever gets it right gets the pamphlet. So you are a winner for this week. I'm glad that you called. I'm glad that we fellowship. And I'm glad that you share the story of the prodigal son and what does it mean to you. You know, a lot of people get too proud and they forget where they come from. But if we stay humble before God, not false humility, but humbleness before God, let him be your all in all. You know, just like the prodigal son came to the father and he wraps his arm around him, our Father does the same thing.
Yes, he does.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anything else you'd like to share before we go on?
No, I would just like to listen, continue to listen.
Okay. All right, no problem. I'm just going to... You're going to text me your address and all that so I could send you the pamphlet, okay? All right.
Okay.
I'm going to mute you out now so we could continue with the program. Okay? Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos again from The Way, The Truth, and The Life here on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to reach us, you could call us at 516-418-5944, press number 1 to be connected with the studio. the question is, what does the names of God El Shaddai means? We spoke with our sister, and she gave us the correct answer. El Shaddai means God Almighty. And we read Genesis 17:1, and she saw the name Almighty God. And that's exactly our intentions is, for you to look at your scriptures and learn what the scripture says, not what man says, but what God says in his scriptures. Glory be to the Lord. Next week, we're going to be talking about El Elyon, E-L-Y-O-N, El Elyon. What does it mean? Where do we see it in the scriptures? And why was God called El Elyon? We're going to share some information regarding that. And the same thing, if you call Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944, and press number 1 to be connected to the studio. And my sister, Bear, if you call and you have the correct answer for next week as well, you'll get a different prize. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's not about the prize. It's about having an intimate relationship with the Lord. Remember that we live by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. And we go on to praise him. We go on to honor him and give him all the glory, because we know as born-again Christians, the way the situation is happening throughout the whole world, we have an imminent expectation of Christ coming in the clouds for us. He's going to call us up. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we that remain shall be caught up together with them. Harpazo, that word harpazo in the Greek is also rapimo in the Latin Vulgate. Rapimo is rapture. So we're going to be caught up. We're going to be joining the assembly in the heavens, in the clouds, be with the Lord forever. And there's going to come a time where we're going to have the Seder meal. We're going to have the wedding feast of the Lamb. We're going to go to the Bema Seat Judgment, and glory to the Lord. Live forever and eternally with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we'll come back to rescue Israel. One third of Israel will go to the mountains in Petra, and Jesus Christ will come to Mount Olives, and that mountain will split in half, and the waters coming out will heal the Dead Sea. And that mountain will move to the north and to the south, the east and the west. Glory be to the Lord. There'll be a great earthquake, and Jesus Christ will set up his millennium reign for 1,000 years. And after 1,000 years, the devil will be loose again. There'll be another rebellion, short rebellion, but he'll be cast into the lake of fire with the Antichrist and the false prophet and all those who took the mark of the beast. The number 666. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And those of us that are with him, we're going to come back as the army of God, which is a born-again Christian, and the angels. But we're not going to have to lift our hands for battle. Jesus Christ, with his word, will defeat the enemy. Glory be to the Lord. We're about to end the program right now. We got 1 minute left to go. And I just want to say, share this with your loved ones, your friends, your family, and your neighbors. They call us 516-418-5944, number 1 to be connected to the studio. We'll be back on Tuesday at 7 p.m. for intercessory prayer, and I invite you all to join us here as we continue to pray for America and for the world at large and for the souls to be saved. In Jesus' name, may the Lord richly bless you. Amen and amen.